Hear that? That's the sound of your skin silently crying out for hydration. Luckily, Dr. Teals has just the thing to get you glowing in no time. Meet Dr. Teals Skin Renewal Deep Hydration, made with a proprietary triple magnesium complex plus skincare actives for 50% improved skin hydration after just one bath. The words dry and dehydrated are about to be wiped from your vocabulary. Find Dr. Teals, all dressed in blue, in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teals. Yep. You needed that.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Briskies. My name is Scarlett, and I'm calling from Southern California. I found your show on October 31st, Halloween, and I have been in love since. It's a great show. I've always kind of been on the fence about ghostly stuff and the paranormal. I mean, I've had some experiences myself, of which I'll tell you about one. But listening to your show really, really gets you thinking, you know? So, as I stated, I do have one story I wanted to tell you. I did write in with one regarding my now husband's grandfather and what we think was possibly him and possibly my husband's uncle reaching out to us. I hope you liked that if you did read it. This story, though, it's about something, another one that happened to me. And it happened to me while I was in college. A friend of mine, it was a girl I was friends with back then. We had a bunch of classes together, so we'd always study. And it was for a final, I believe. Granted, this was like 4 years ago. I went over to her house to study. And before this, or actually it was her uncle's house. So before this, she'd always, you know, mentioned how she felt her uncle's house was haunted by, she didn't even know what, possibly something not human. I just know she felt really uncomfortable. She was very honest with the fact that she would use substances to kind of dull her mind so she wouldn't have to deal with whatever was in the house. You know, she would drink quite often. She would smoke pot quite often just to avoid having to deal with this and hopefully sleep through it. So some of her experiences included hearing banging up and down the stairs like a bowling ball, in her words. I remember that distinctively. She described it as like someone throwing a bowling ball up and down the stairs and, you know, seeing something out of the corner of her eye, stuff like that. So, I mean, perhaps my experiences were influenced by this previous knowledge I had, but regardless, back to my story, I apologize. So I stayed over there for a night so we could, you know, pull an all-nighter, sleep a little bit, and then, you know, go on to our test the next day. And, I mean, as soon as I stepped through the door, I was uneasy. But again, whether or not that's because of what I already knew or whether or not I actually picked up on something, it's hard to say. But that house was really uncomfortable. I mean, my stomach was in knots right off the bat. And to be very honest, it was hard for me to concentrate on our studying. I felt so uneasy and sick and just so anxious. And I wanted to get out. But of course, especially at that time, I didn't have a car. So I was kind of stuck there. So I did end up staying the night. I didn't shower. I didn't want to be exposed like that. I mean, not that clothing, you know, possibly could stop much of an evil something, but it's security enough, you know? So, I didn't shower, you know, and that night we changed into our jammies and we slept in the same bed because she only had one bed and I hate sleeping on the floor, and we were close. We didn't mind sharing a bed. So that night, we're sleeping. I'm a light sleeper to begin with, and probably my sleep was affected, but again, by the knowledge of this, who knows? But at one point in the night, I remember waking up, and I just had the compulsion to look in the doorway, and I swear to God, I saw a man in the doorway just staring at me, but I don't, maybe a man, it was humanoid, I don't know, it just didn't look right. And I did like the little kid thing. I shut my eyes and, sorry, I'm getting emotional. I shut my eyes and got under the sheet and, you know, just tried to fall asleep. And I'm not religious, but, you know, I even tried praying at that point, trying to get whatever the heck it was away from me. So I'm, you know, I'm under the sheets and I was kind of like in that twilight sleep, you know, where you're kind of asleep, kind of not, like you're sort of acknowledging the things going on around you. And I feel Laura, my friend at the time, touching my hair. Like, she's petting my hair. And, you know, we're friends, but we're not really that affectionate. And so I went to kind of brush her away. And it wasn't her hand was not there. There wasn't anything. But it was like someone, like, you know, rubbing your scalp, you know, in a soothing way. But, you know, regardless, I felt, not assaulted, that's a very strong word, but, you know, violated to an extent, and that's such an intimate thing to do, and that's what whatever it was felt like it could do with me. So again, very uneasy, sheet over my head, trying to fall back asleep, and so I'm trying, you know, again, go into that weird twilight sleep, and this time I feel something touching my butt, something's touching my bottom and like rubbing my butt, and at that point I just got up and went to the bathroom and kind of hyperventilated and stayed in there for God knows how long, playing on my phone, you know, texting my now husband, you know, telling him what happened. And he kind of wrote it off as me, you know, just kind of freaking out and overthinking, you know, you already knew what was going on in that house, Scarlett, like, you're just kind of playing yourself. But, you know, I did eventually go back to bed and, you know, lay down and, you know, needless to say, did not get much sleep that night. But the next day, you know, I told Laura everything and she just kind of wrote it off as, oh, he likes you. You know, oddly enough, not a compliment, but, I never went there again. I refused to. She invited me plenty of times, you know, it was like, well, I could get through it, so can you. And I wasn't going to put myself in that situation if I didn't absolutely have to, especially if whatever it was seemed to like me. I didn't want to be part of that either. So that's my story. Like I said, I had written in another, and so it seems like I have a slight history of this, you know, these things trying to reach out to me possibly. So I don't know if you'd say I'm a sensitive or anything, but I do have other experiences, nothing quite as, you know, extreme as this one, more small things, and I can, you know, submit those if you'd like, but, you know, there it is, and so I hope you guys have a great day, and thank you so much for listening.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.